This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report on the abuse of union rights in Swaziland. I'm Mark Boulanger. Swaziland, a small country of 1.2 million people in southern Africa, is the continent's last absolute monarchy. Its government, ruled by King Mswati III, has banned the Central Labour Federation called Tukuswa and jailed a lawyer who represented Tukuswa in the courts. Last week, during the U.S.-Africa summit, the Prime Minister of Swaziland, Barnabas Dlamini, told the media in his country any unionist who attended the summit should be strangled. I talked to two unionists about Swaziland. Imani Countess is the Africa Regional Coordinator of the AFL-CIO's Solidarity Center. The AFL-CIO is the largest labor federation in the United States. Joel Odigi is the Coordinator of Human and Trade Union Rights for ITUC Africa. The ITUC is the International Trade Union Confederation. It represents national centers at the world level. Ms. Countess from the Solidarity Center was organizing events for the unionists at the summit when the Prime Minister of Swaziland made his comments.
The AFL-CIO has come out very strongly in opposition to the statements made by the Swazi Prime Minister, who publicly stated that those individuals that attended the summit should be throttled, should be beaten. In fact, the headline of one of the papers, the major papers in Swaziland, was "Strangle Those Unionists." We take these threats extremely seriously. And so not only has the Solidarity Center issued a statement and the AFL-CIO issued a statement, importantly, globally, our brothers and sisters in the labor movement are also mobilizing. And the ITUC has issued a petition and a statement, and we are all watching. We are solidly behind our comrades, and we are with them. Both, you know, in our numbers, we are mobilizing our staff and our supporters in South Africa. We will be with them physically, and we will be carefully monitoring the situation over these coming weeks. We are also encouraging our government, the U.S. government, to ensure that they are paying careful attention to the safety of these individuals who were invited to a U.S. Summit.
I also talked to Joel Odigi, the Coordinator of Human and Trade Union Rights for ITUC Africa, about Swaziland. I asked him to describe the situation for unionists in the country.
Swaziland, the Swazi government, it has disregarded the human rights, democracy issues. As I talked to you, Thulani Maseko, Tukoswa, lawyer, Tukoswa is the trade union, the national trade union organization in Swaziland. Maseko is a human rights activist. Thulani Maseko is in jail simply for standing up for a worker, a trade unionist who was arrested and detained in some circumstances, alongside with a journalist who was able to tell that story, Becky. They are both in prison, and as last week or thereabouts, after a two-year judgment sentence that had been handed to Becky and Thulani, we were told a week or so ago that Thulani has been moved about 150 kilometers or so out of the administrative capital of Swaziland. In other words, trying to isolate him and to further get him to quickly go into depression and all of that. Some sense of incarceration with psychological torture. That is the situation you see in Swaziland. As we speak to you, the trade union is not recognized. Its activities have been criminalized. Intimidations of workers continue on the day. We cannot have that we cannot say we have that and we talk about investment in Swaziland that is progressive. Political parties still remain banned in Swaziland. It is not a multi-party democracy. Recently, the king, King Mswati III, has retitled Swaziland to say it's a constitutional monarchy, whatever that means. The Swazi people, Swazi workers, working men and women are asking the question, what does that mean in terms of translating to effective participatory democracy? How citizens are able to elect their leaders on a platform that they can hold the party, hold the candidates, to question.
And that's it for this special report on labor in Swaziland. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.